WSIE 375 monitoring. WSHF 567 monitoring. Morning time out there, spam. WRWB 489.
Morning, Mike.
What's going on with you this morning?
Oh, you guys are up early.
Couldn't sleep, so I got up and turned on all my equipment and sat down and watched TV.
And I usually get up this early. How are you this morning, Dave?
I usually leave you guys about, well, it's almost 5 now. I was going to say 5 o'clock, so maybe I'm running a little slow today.
Now, I'm usually up around like 4:30. If I'm not on this one, I'm on the other one. If I'm not on the other one, that means I'm still sleeping. If I'm not up, you know. But yeah, usually I'm up around like 4:30. And yeah, I'm usually on the other one first, and then we jump over here.
Yeah, Roger, I'm up at 4:30 every morning. As soon as I open my eyes up, I don't even need the alarm clock. I can keep next to the bed. As soon as I open my eyes up, man, look, it's 4:30. I don't go back to sleep. All right, gentlemen, I didn't mean to bust any conversation, man. You guys have at it. WSFC 793, quiet.
Oh, you're good, 793. Good morning, Sam.
Morning time, right back to you, Sam. Sounding good, man. Radio sounding good through the repeater and everything there, Roger.
I guess as long as I stay in my spot in my bedroom, I'm good.
Is it an uncomfortable spot, or is it a spot that's all right?
No, it's all right. I can sit up between the two windows here. I got one of them iron rooms, one of them metal wall rooms, you know. And, yeah, I have a hard time getting signal.
Yeah, right. All right, over to you, Mike. Go ahead and take it.
Well, at least you're better than one of those, QRMers that come in here in the morning and cause all kinds of grief. You know, that's usually what happens here in the morning. You know, we'll get a bunch of guys out there, and then you get these QRMers that come in here and they cause trouble. But anyway. Yeah, Sam, you know, that sucks. You know, you got the mesh and plaster. That can be a pain in the butt. I got a friend that's got a house like that. He lives over by the lake. And same thing.
Well, I'm not going to change a thing. This isn't our forever home, so I don't really care. When I get my forever home, I'll be set up.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, I went to cut the grass yesterday, and I'm wondering, I'm like, man, my garage door is, like, hung up. It goes up about maybe 8 inches, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? So I go out there, and I'm like, man, what is the deal with this thing? It doesn't want to go up. It's like, so I had to force it up with the remote, push it up, and then when I get inside there, it's like, oh, man, the cable is all dangling, and the frickin' spring was broken. It's like, wow. Huh. Try to fix that.
Yep, and four on that, some cases are a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I know. So I had to go to the store, I bought a 2-pack of springs, and they gave me extra cable, but I'm like, well, the cable I have is still good. Only thing I had to replace was a fastener and a one of those rollers that go on the track. So that the bracket was bent, so to replace that, and just the spring and put it all back on there. You know, reroute that cable and reattach it.
Huh. Joe.
That's why I hate fixing things. You know, I could do it, I just don't like doing it.
I like fixing things, just not all things. The kitchen and the coffee pot, I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Oh yeah, I can hear you just fine. No, I was just on the other one. I hear you. I mean, I can do most things. I just don't like doing it. I can do it. I just, you know, whatever.
I guess you thought this must be done, so I'm going to run in here real quick. WSFD 902 from WSFD 793. You up, Frank? Huh? Must not have woke up yet. No contact. Station 902. WSFD 793. I'm quiet listening. WSFD 902 from WSFD 793, you awake? No contact, station 902, WSFD 793, I'm listening. Anybody awake out here? Good morning. No. At least there's a sign of life out here. Good morning right back to you. WSFD 793.
Yeah, good morning to you, Dave. I got to get out there and weld up some aluminum for this guy, man. Not looking forward to it.
Well, aluminum. I heard that's not an easy job.
The TIG welder makes it really easy. Yeah, a bunch of bus bars for this guy's camper, right? He's running like 8 batteries or some crap. I gotta make bus bars for him.
Yeah, right to that. What time you gotta get started on that?
I don't know, a pot of coffee, snort a couple lines of coffee, I don't know, man, once I get out there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, man. Before you go out there and start doing that, man, gotta better wake yourself fully up and, you know, don't need no malfeasance on the way there, if you know what I mean. What are you welding aluminum with?
The TIG welder.
Alright, and that takes care of it, eh?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, yeah. Works real good, man.
Alright, because I know, I don't know, I'm not a welder. But I know somewhere back there, a while back, or whatever the case may be, try to weld aluminum, man, and It just melts away. You end up with a bunch of holes and a crafty joint, if you can even make one.
TIG welder man with a yellow tungsten rod and 100% argon, and it works fine, man.
Alright. Yeah, that's good then, man. You know. I knew aluminum back a while back, probably before TIG welding or whatever. I know you aluminum, you couldn't weld it or something, or it's been a long time, man. I just knew that aluminum was really difficult to, if you could weld it at all. But yeah, if you say that TIG welder does it, well, there you go.
Well, yeah, look at all the bicycles and all that stuff, you know, the aluminum bicycles, they're all TIG welded together, you know, it makes a perfect little row of dimes when you get done with it, you know, looks beautiful.
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but then again, I think about bicycle frames, I think about, the old bicycle frames, whatever the hell that metal they used there, I know it wasn't aluminum, like the old Schwinn's and stuff. Was it steel or whatever the case? Yeah, you're right. They're making bikes out of aluminum now, yeah, and you have to weld the frame together. Eh. All right.
I'll send you some pictures, man, before and after, you know. You'll get it. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, all right. I'll take a look at them. I'm just sitting here. Hanging out, woke up 4:30 and been up since and had 4 cups of coffee. And I guess it's waking me up, so I just want to see if anybody was awake out here. I haven't heard nobody, all the time I've been sitting here. Although I heard Sammy and Mike out there, but that was like 5 o'clock. But then after that, it's just dead out here.
Yeah, I basically had to chloroform myself to make myself stay in bed till 7 o'clock, but I'm up now, you know.
That was me this morning. It's Saturday. I really didn't seem to, like I said, in the morning, man, if I do sleep, I open my eyes, look at the clock, and if it's like 4 o'clock, 4:30, I know I ain't going back to sleep, and that's why I get up. But, I figured today being Saturday, I'd seen the clock, and I was like, the hell with this, man, I'm going back to sleep. But as of course, you know, toss, turn, and don't go back to sleep, so the hell with it, time to get up.
Yep, roger that. I do the same thing, man. I can't sleep past 4 o'clock, man, unless I knock myself out. I really don't know, man. Even on a Sunday, I'll wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I can't go back to sleep, man. I try, but whatever. WSU 202.
Yeah, WSOC 793 ID. Yeah, it's exactly how it works, man. I mean, if I wake up in the morning, you know, my eyes are wide open, I could try to go back to sleep, but in a lot of cases, it don't work that way. But on the weekend and stuff, you know, I'm like, come on, man, I might as well pull a few more hours in. And sometimes I'm able to. Sometimes I'm able to fall asleep again, but it's only for about 2 hours, and that's it. Then it's all done. Then I have to get up because I can't go back to sleep. But, no, it's all right, man. That's how I live my life, I guess.
Hey, man, when you gotta pee, you gotta pee. That means you gotta get up, you know.
That's annoying as hell. Because my body will wake me up if I have to get up and go. And then I go, and then I come back and lay down, and, you know, I don't exactly go right back out. If it's not 4 o'clock yet or anything, I don't exactly go right back out. I have to count the sheep and do all that other crap.
All right, Dave, I'm going to get off this base. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee, man. If I talk to you, be back on that handheld. We'll see how good that thing works. WSCU 202, and we're clear for a few minutes.
All right, man. Sounds good. Morning time to you. And WSOZ 793, and I'm quiet listening.
Dave, I just remembered why I wasn't going out there yet. A little early to be sparking up a table saw to cut this stuff, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I had my YouTube going. I caught a little bit of that. What was that again?
I said it's a little bit early in the morning to be firing up a table saw, though, right?
Well, unless you don't like your neighbors and want to be a nuisance to them, yeah.
No, we're all on real good terms around here, man. We're not going to do that, right?
If you're firing up the table saw to cut aluminum, you're going to make a hell of a noise.
There ain't no other way to cut it, man. There ain't no other way to cut it, man. Nothing but either that or a circular saw, which ain't going to be too straight, right? Table saw works the best. It's only half inch thick aluminum, too, so, I mean, it'll work.
Yeah, well, half inch thick aluminum versus the saw teeth, yeah, that's going to make one hell of a noise. It ain't like you're going to be able to do it quietly in the garage or anything and nobody's going to hear it. They're going to hear that all the way halfway up the block.
It's all the same, man. It's like cutting wood, man. It's saw is a saw, right?
No, it'll sound a little different than cutting wood. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. I figure it'd be a lot louder. What is it you say you're making again?
They're bus bars to run across batteries, so it's an inch and a half wide, inch thick, 3 foot long, right? And I got my aluminum's only 22, so I got to weld a couple of them together, you know, to get the 3 foot. Just a bar that runs across the top of the batteries on the terminal.
You're talking about hold down? Bars to hold the batteries down? Or are you talking about actual current carrying, going on the terminals and carrying current?
To carry current, man.
What's this going to go into, a golf cart?
It's 8 batteries, man, to go into a guy's camper.
Wow. 8 batteries. If he's got that hooked into an inverter, yeah, he'll have power for a little while. Why is he dragging it through with an air conditioner or something, but... Oh, okay, so I see. You gotta slice and dice and then weld.
It's to run the AC unit. Then he's got a big old diesel heater in there. And he's got 3 big solar panels. They're like 4x6 on top of the camper that he stands up.
Yeah, so he's running the main batteries through an inverter, then I take it and, going to 120 volts there.
Yeah, roger that. He showed me all the setup yesterday, but, he was talking so fast, man, it didn't all sink into my head, but I know what I got to do. I sent you some pictures there.
Yeah, roger that. I just heard my phone go off. I got to go across the room and get it, but, I'll get it real quick and take a look there. Give me a sec.
202, we're clear.
That's a half inch thick. That looks thicker than a half inch.
Tape measure's crooked, man.
I don't know, man. It looks more than a half inch, but, tape measure don't lie. But, yeah, that's going to make some beautiful noise. I think of that aluminum, the more noise you're going to be making. Do you have a blade, that can handle that?
Just a 62 saw blade, man. It'll cut through it. 60-80, man. Cut through it like butter, man.
Yeah, roger. Well, let's see. We're almost at 8 o'clock. Excuse me. We're almost at 8 o'clock. Probably still too early to go cutting aluminum and be friends with the neighbors. But, a man's got to do what a man's got to do. Yeah, that's going to make some noise, but that's some pretty thick business there.
Yeah, look at your phone, man. See, there's what I'm after right there. End project right there. And they want $393 just for one set. And I got to make 3 sets.
They want $393 just for them 2 pieces of aluminum and... that some hardware in the bag there?
Yeah, I imagine so. I think them are, I think them might be copper, right? That's why they're so thin.
Yeah, roger. Well, copper is a better conductor than aluminum is. That's why I was kind of wondering why you'd use it. Well, I don't know if you can do that with copper or not. Well, and copper is a lot softer than aluminum, too. You probably try to weld that, you probably just end up melting the copper all the hell. And you have to make 3 sets of these?
Yep, 3 sets of them, man, right? Yep, 3 sets. Yep, it'll work, man.
Roger that. I don't see why not. I mean, aluminum conducts it. This copper is a better conductor, but, get away with aluminum, get away with aluminum. It's not, just aluminum has a bit more resistance to it electrically than copper, but, all right. I hope you're getting paid good for it.
Sure we will. I'm sure we will. It's going to be a payday. Yeah, I was a maintenance supervisor.
Yeah, well, I'd go ahead, man, about 8 o'clock or so, man, I'd go ahead out there and start. You gotta eat too, you know. I'd go out there and start chomping away about 8 o'clock, 8:30 or so, you know. What's the worst that can happen? The police could show up.
Roger that. I'm in no hurry, man. I'll sit here and wait. Hopefully it's not good.
Yeah, Roger that. Give me a sec. I got a voicemail here. I don't know who the hell it's from. Got to see what it's about. I'll get back to you in a sec. WFSZ 793.
202 clear.
Yeah, all right. You know, my nephew is working on a motorcycle and calling me for advice here and there and stuff. And, you know, trying to help him out there, so ain't no big deal. But anyway, I'm going to go grab me something to drink. I'm going to go find me something to drink. I done drank enough coffee. So I'll be back in a bit, WSOZ 793, and I'm out of here for a minute.
We'll talk at you, man. 202 clear.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET257, going to be mobile and monitoring.
Good morning, right back to you. I think it's at 257. WSZ793.
Good morning to you, Dave. This is WSET257.
To that. So what's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just heading out for a emergency preparedness expo they're having out in Livingston today.
Say you're heading out to what?
An emergency preparedness exposition that they're doing out in Livingston County today.
Oh, okay. I got what you're saying there. I didn't catch that at the first one there. I'm still a little groggy there, man, but what emergency preparedness for what?
It's all sorts of stuff, like how to be, you know, very prepared and stuff, so I sit on the Preparedness Commission for my city, so we were thinking about doing something similar, so I was just going over there to see how the Livingston folks are doing it, you know, going through, you know, guides, and they have speakers and stuff talking about different topics on emergency preparedness.
Hey, that sounds pretty interesting. How long does it last?
I have to look at the exact scenario, but I think it's 9 to 5 today.
All right, so you're going to be putting in some time in there today, eh?
It's always good to be prepared.
I agree with that. Yeah, I agree. That's true, man. It's always good to be prepared there on that end. All right, man, I'm going to go ahead and get back on the monitoring side here. And I had something going on here on the computer, and I just stopped for a second to say hello. And, you know, since you keyed up, said good morning, and ain't nobody answering. It's been kind of dead out here this morning. There's been a few people out here, but it ain't cranking. I don't think we're connected to the other side anyway, so You know, that kind of takes the fun out of it too, I guess. But anyway, good morning to you, man. Have yourself a good day over there at the preparedness and everything else. You're sounding good through the repeater too there, my friend. WSRZ 793, I'll clear up yours.
Roger that, Dave. Get your coffee in, and I'm going to get mine as well, and have a good day. Take it easy. WSKT257, clear and monitoring.
Roger, Roger, 73.
WSMT-902, monitoring. WSDU 202, and we're standing by.
WSDT 820, come back with that call sign, please.
WSDU 202.
WSCF 401. Anybody out there?
WSDU 202, we're out here.
WSFY 587, out there.
WRFK359, we're out here too. WSOZ793, and I'm somewhere out here.
WSFY587, how is everybody doing out here?
What's going on, James? What are you doing?
Doing
y'all. Stand still or something, man. Can't make you out.
Really?
you say you're playing golf?
All the way up to Nelson, and I might be up there tomorrow catching up the receiver.
Yeah, man. I'm just sitting here dozing off, keep dozing off, waking up, dozing off, waking up. Sitting here in my chair, I don't know. One of them days, man. All right, James, man, will you, take it easy, bro, and have yourself a good rest of the day there. And we'll speak on you. WSFZ 793, clear.
You too. Have a wonderful day. This is WSFY 587, clear.
Roger, roger.
This is WSET 257, going to be mobile line monitoring.
WSFT 902 from WSFZ 793, you around? No contact, station 902. WSFZ 793, I'm quiet listening.
WRZN 493 in mobile and monitoring.
WSIE 375, mobile from a handheld.
WSKT 929 from another mobile and handheld, hearing you fine.
Working, Matt.
Great, guys. Thanks. Is that you, Ralph?
You're talking to me. How dare you call me Ralph?
All right, my second guess is Dave.
You know, things might have went better if your first guess was Dave and your second guess was Ralph. What's up, my friend?
Oh, not much, buddy. I haven't heard from you in a while. If it makes you feel any better, I always call him Dave. I don't know why you guys just sound alike on the radio. I'm not sure. Anyhow, just messing with the handheld today. I got my base station just at home. What are you up to today?
None. Just came in from enjoying the outdoors. It's very nice out there. Very nice. Come up in here, gonna sit a few minutes, and then I guess grab me some chow. Haven't eaten a day yet. Ain't no big deal. But what handhelds are you messing around with?
It's just an 8-watt, however you pronounce it, Xiaofang, Bofang, whatever it is. That's done before I got my nice base station, but certainly is a lot more convenient just to bring a handheld in the car versus my whole kit.
Yeah, roger that. My friend 902, oh, he owns his Baofeng UV5RM handheld, and he takes it sometimes in the truck with him when he goes to work and stuff, and it, that thing works really good. Never have a problem. It's only 10 watt, too. And I never have a problem hearing him, so, it, you know, it, that's how it works out sometimes there, okay?
Yeah, I'm really pleased with it, considering it's cheap and not very powerful, and the thing with two antennas, I'm using the whip antenna, which I'm sure is a little better than the stock.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I got my, oh, God, I keep saying God. I have a UV5RM up here on the table. to what I started out in GMRS with, my first radio. And it's a good radio. And I never dealt with the other radios, so, you know, if people ask me, I can't advise them on any, you know, if the other radios are any good or what, you know what I mean. I never had experience with them, just the Baofeng. And I'm a Baofeng person. I'm a Baofeng fan there, okay?
Yeah, right. You just cannot go wrong with money. If memory serves me, you were saying you felt really awful the other day. You doing better now?
Yeah, I am. Thanks for asking, man. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's just one of them days. I get them. I just get them. It ain't no certain illness or nothing. It's just, I don't know. That's just how it works. I wake up and, you know, just feel like crapola. And sometimes it goes away during the day and sometimes it don't. But then the next day it's all fine and dandy. So, but, it's, you know, you get used to it.
I don't care.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're doing better. Just you have to deal with that. I'm going to go clear. I'll be mobile again later on tonight. We'll see if you're still on here. Always good talking to you, Dave. This is Matt, WSIE 375, clear.
All right, Matt. Well, it's always good talking to you, too, man. Good to hear you. I think I haven't heard you for a few days or something there, but good to know you are right and everything's going your way, man, or going good for you at least there. Sounding good through the repeater, too. Anyway, you have yourself a good rest of the day, my friend. WSSC 793, and I'm back out.
Sign out, too.
Yeah, there he is, man. What's up?
SFC now, too. What's going on, Dave?
And like I was telling Matt, I was out there outside for a while, man, getting my air. It's so nice out there. And come back in here and maybe get myself a little something to eat or something. I haven't eaten today. And I keep dozing off in the chair here. So watching YouTube, I don't know, I keep dozing off for some reason, but getting ready to grab me something to eat and, I don't know, see what the rest of the day brings, okay?
Okay, roger that. Like I said, I had a lesson, I didn't hear you out there, so, you know, so I heard you kick on, so.
Hey, Roger, I was out there this morning early. I called you a few times, I think 5, 6, 7 o'clock there, too. All 3 hours, I tested to see if you were out there. In fact, I just called you just now before Matt got out there. I think I called you like about 10 minutes before that. So, yeah, that's all, man. I'm having a pretty good day, man. Really nice out there, man. Jesus Christ.
And no, roger that. I probably didn't have the radio on this morning, and then I was off cutting the grass. Actually, I just got in from, had to throw a ladder up. My neighbor put some cameras up. And it was too high for him to get up there and get it down. So I did that, and then he put it down lower where he can actually get to it, because it's one of the battery ones where you got to change the batteries out. So I ended up doing that.
Yeah, so that's what your day consisted of here, or your afternoon, is cutting the grass and messing around with cameras?
Yeah, pretty much so far, yeah. Frank just came down, so it was unexpected. It was probably, I don't know, he's been here probably maybe a couple hours or something. Carol come walking in and said, Frank's coming down. I'm like, okay, well, that was unexpected. She says, yeah, that's like surprises. But anyways, yeah, it's all good.
Alright, that's cool, man. How's he doing?
Mike's always doing well. You know that.
Yeah, I know, but I always ask it out of respect and everything, man. Great guy there, so... Yeah, alright, I'm gonna go find me something to eat. I'm kind of hungry now. And I'll probably get back out here in a little bit, go find me something to munch on, and if I don't fall back asleep in the chair again after eating, we'll see how that works, though. But I'll talk to you in the future, all right?
Yeah, no, roger that, Dave. Like I said, I'm just kicking around today, so no big deal. I don't know if I'm going to have it on the whole time, because I may bounce out of here. I don't know what's going to happen, so... Either way, I'll get a hold of you later on tonight or later on this afternoon, whatever, it's all good. WSFC 902, and I'll be monitoring for a minute.
Yeah, roger that. Well, whenever you do, if I have it on, I'll answer you, and more than likely I'll have it on, unless I go back outside. I should take the handhold out there with me. I didn't take it out there with me. I got out there and I forgot it, so... But anyway, we'll talk to you later, bro. WSFZ 793, and I'm clear on clear and listening, or something like that.
WHR 566 on the air monitoring.
Hello, Kevin. What's up, man? WSFZ 793.
Not much. I just got back from seeing Sherman. Me and him went for a little ride today. We went to Sandusky, then we went to Carsonville. They had something going on there. We took pictures of fire trucks there. And then we went to Port Sanilac, then we went over to Deckerville Road, up Deckerville Road to Deckerville, and then over to Bad Axe. And then we stopped at Walmart up there to look for something, and then we came back and came down M53 and went back down 21 back to his place.
Yeah, right. You covered quite a bit of the thumb there today, eh? Was today the day of the pancake, or whatever it was to help them people out?
No, Carsonville had it called Carsonville Days. They have like an old car show there, and they have a cornhole tournament, and they get fire truck rides and stuff, and they had old cars out there and stuff, classic cars, so we went up there for that.
Yeah, roger that. I remember Carsonville Days, yeah. It's been so long, I don't remember what it fell on, but I guess today. I don't know what that's supposed to be, a dinner, a pancake breakfast, or something to help some poor people out that died in the fire.
No, that wasn't for that. They're having a special thing, I think, in a couple of weeks, the first week of October in Applegate. I guess Carsonville and Applegate, Port Sanilac are doing it, but it's going to be in
Applegate. It's going to be a spaghetti dinner for them, I guess.
Yeah, all right. How's Tanya doing?
I guess she's doing okay. I'm in my truck right now. I'm almost home, about 10 minutes out. But as far as I know, she's all right. That's still bothering her, but...
Roger that. I was having a little problem in my back today myself. It started bothering me a little bit. Nothing major, though. I've been sitting in the chair here, and I just about half dozed off when you keyed up and about blew my ear off there. About woke me up mighty quick. So, yeah, well, that's good, man. You had a good time, and you and Sherman covered most of the dumb area there, I guess, there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, we did. We caught, well, we went up 46 to, like I said, to Sandusky, and yeah, we covered just about all of the town.
Yeah, all right, man. Well, that's cool, man. At least you had a good time and everything. All right, man, I got somebody just stopped in here. I got to deal with what I have to deal with here, so we'll catch you in a little bit, man. It's good talking to you. Glad you're doing all right. Glad Tiny's all right. I mean, feels, except for the back. Like I said, my back's been giving me some problems today, but, you know, wait, what the hell? When does it not, you know? But anyway, I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. You're sounding good through the repeaters and everything, and I don't talk to you later. Have yourself a good rest of the afternoon and evening there. WSOZ 793, I'll clear it for yours.
Yeah, copy that, Dave. I hope you feel better. I can tell in your voice you sound like you're in a little pain, but yeah, have a good night, Dave. I'll talk to you later. Yeah, I was at, when I talked to you, I was like at 29 and 32 and a half mile road in North Avenue when I talked to you, so... All right, have a good night. WSHR 566, clear.
Roger, roger, 73. WSFZ 793, listening. Good afternoon, 793, WSAL 946. Ain't none there, good afternoon, 946. Ain't none happening, same old, you know, saying one day runs into the next. I was outside enjoying the day most of the day. I had to come up in here and get me something to eat and dozed off in my chair there, Roger.
Yeah, roger that. I got the tiger game on here. So it's bottom of the third. I just turned it on. We're in Kansas City. 0-0 right now, so that's what I got going on.
Yeah, roger that. Sorry about that. I didn't catch the score. What's the score?
Oh, it's 0-0. 0-0, bottom of the third. So, Baez, the Tigers are at bat right now, bottom of the red home.
All right, to that, boys, are running a little slow today there, eh?
Well, geez, the other night, who the hell were we playing? My mind ain't working good. It was 0-0 in the 10th inning. Tigers got a bases loaded and a walk-off, and it won the game with no hit.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right, man. Any way you can do it, as long as you won, you know. That's how it works out there. You say it's the third inning still?
Yeah, you put a man on first. I think it's Baez that first base. Oh, something came right down the left line. We got another hit going here. We're on first and second, maybe going to third. Oh, he strikes all. Unbelievable. What, did he get tagged or did he make it home? I think he made it. I'm looking at the replay here. Oh, that ball was just inside the left line. I'm talking a quarter inch. They call it good. Nah, he slid in there, but there was no need to. Yeah, just 1-0. 1-0 Tigers. Go Tigers. Yeah, that's good news then. Yeah, go Tigers, baby. Like I said, it doesn't matter how it works out, as long as you win. That's what the whole name of the game is there. So, how long has it been on? I think it was a little at 6:10, I think, so about 45 minutes. Yeah, that's cool, so it ain't been on that long, man. Well, you know, like I said, I'm rooting for the Tigers. I'm not serious about baseball or football or anything. You know, I'm not a diehard fan of the sports for some reason. But, you know, I always, if the Tigers are jamming, you know, I got to root for them, man. They're from my hometown. Same with the Lions, so I always... But if there's a game on and somebody's giving me the play-by-play, excuse me about that. You know, I'm always interested.
Yeah, Dave, I'm no diehard either, but when I see the home teams come up, you know, I gotta watch, you know. I gotta watch it. Yeah, there was a time back in the 80s. A friend of mine got me into hockey, Red Wings. We'd get together over his house, man, and start pouring out the rum and cokes and watch the game and watch these boys fight, man. That was my favorite part there. The only coacher, who the hell was that one that could really beat ass? Yeah, well, I can't remember. There was a time, though, I was into the hockey for a while.
Yeah, me too. I think you're probably thinking about Bob Probert.
Yeah, there you go. Bob Probert, man. That dog, it didn't take much to set him off. Yeah, that was my man, Probert. Also, Joe Coaster, or... whatever his last name is, he was another one, but Probert was my top notch there, okay.
Hey, I got a pretty funny Probert story if you want to hear it.
Go right away.
Come on, my man, go ahead.
All right. I'm living in Sylvan Lake, right there by, what's right at the end there? Kegel Harbor. Well, there's a party store, or there was, I believe it was at the end of Inkster Road and Orchard Lake Road, I think. It has east and west up there off the west telegraph. Okay. And it's Friday. I'm hitting the liquor store there, you know, getting my supplies, and dude on the other side of Orchard Lake Road, he lays a white Harley down in the ditch, and just gets up and walks away up through the neighborhood there.
Yeah, I got you so far.
Yeah, turns out it was old Bobby Probert, all drunk up, and he just got the hell out of there before the police showed up.
Yeah, Roger, that I had a feeling that's what you were going to tell me. I had that feeling. Yeah, Bob Probert, man. And there weren't too many like him on that team, man. I mean, there was a lot of good fighters. I used to know a few of their names, but Probert's the one that sticks in my head, man. He was the bad boy. It didn't take much to set him off there, okay?
Yeah, he was the man. He was the bad boy. You know, I don't think they just, you know, well, that shit's not allowed anymore. But anyway, he didn't just, none of these bad boys just get out there and lose their mind. They're told what to do by the managers or the, you know, they say, come on, you're going to have to jump, you know, and do what we want you to do.
Yeah, Roger that. I think that's when I quit paying attention. It might have been. It's been so long. But yeah, I remember when they came out with the new rules and you can't be blasting each other and stuff. I thought that kind of sucked, man, because that was the, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, scoring the goals and stuff was the thrilling part of the game, but the most thrilling to me was when they started racking with each other there, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you see the gloves come off. It's looking, blood flying, maybe. You know, like I said, you know, they knew their boundaries. You never saw anybody get hit with a stick. Okay, that was just, no, that's, you mean, no, can't do that.
Yeah, I remember that rule, too. Yeah, no sticking. No blasting nobody with the stick. But it's okay to pull your gloves off and punch the hell out of them, you know, with your bare fists, which I think was probably in a lot of cases worse than getting hit with the stick there, okay?
Yeah, Matt, you're going to the box, baby. You're going to the box.
Remember that, and then maybe 10, 15 seconds after coming out of the box, you'd already be swinging on somebody there. Yeah, those were the good old days, huh? Those were good old days. All right, man, I'm going to sit on the side for a minute, listen in, and I got a phone call to make, and I'm going to take care of that now while I've been dozing off in the chair here since I got in the house. I'd be sitting here and watching a YouTube video or something, and I keep dozing off, and I don't know, one of them days, I guess. It's all right, ain't no big thing. It's a nice day, very nice day, though. I see the temperature went up quite a bit. Jesus, it's 80 degrees. I didn't know that. Didn't feel like it outside. But anyway, I'll talk to you in a minute, my friend. I'm just going to do some business here, and I'll be back out here, so... We'll talk to you in a few there. WSFZ 793. I'll clear up the ears.
All right, Dave. Good talking. I'll be around. Hey, it's 1-1 now. Kansas City scored. I wasn't watching. I keep the volume down. I just kind of watch until maybe it gets serious in the end of the game. But yeah, I'll be around. WSAL 946.
All right, Ralph. Well, I have faith. It might be 1-1, but I have faith. All right, catch you in a minute. Well, I don't have to give my call. Is it? Well, to hell with it. WSFZ 793, clear. 902, is that you in there?
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, mobile monitoring. WRVS 713, New Baltimore. This is WSGG 772, Shelby Township. Dave, do you copy? No response on WRVS 713. 19, New Baltimore. This is USGG 772, Shelby Township. Down and out.
Hey, Ralph, you still in there?
WSFC 793.
Yeah, buddy, what's up? What's the score now?
That's 2-1 Detroit. We're batting. We got two outs against this Rogers catcher. He's at the mound near batting. We got a man on first. I think McKinstry is on first. And it's the bottom of the fifth.
Yeah, 2-1 Detroit.
Yeah, 2-1 Detroit. I'll tell you what, though, the games I've been watching, you know, it's that ninth inning. If it's close, it's that ninth inning you want to watch, man, because the inning. Any damn thing can happen. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it. I just wanted to, while I had a chance here, be down and find out what the score is, man. Just keep me posted.
They will do. Hey, somebody was calling. I wrote it down here. 772 was calling out for you. I don't know if he's still in here or not.
Hey, was he calling out my call letters, the proper call letters?
I think so.
Same guy too here. I was calling WRBS 713.
Guy's name is Dave.
New Baltimore.
But it wasn't my call letter, so I didn't bother answering.
You guys just overseed. I'm sorry, 772. I got the numbers confused. Dave said 713. Yeah.
Yeah, take it easy there, Ralph. It's 772. You calling me?
WRVS 713 is who I was calling. Yeah, this is 772, Shelby Township.
All right, like I just told Ralph, I heard you calling out to somebody. His name's Dave. But it wasn't my call letter, so, you know, obviously I didn't bother answering because you weren't calling me there, Roger.
I went to high school with my buddy Dave, Lakeview High School, 82. It's an old friend, and he's a ham operator on GMRS. He got me into the GMRS. I'm just sitting up at Buscemi's at DeQuinda and Auburn Row waiting for my pizza.
Wow, that don't sound bad at all, man. Good pizza would be a good pizza. Doesn't sound bad at all. I never used to, you know, just to say it, I used to be a pizza junkie. I mean, I was a pizza junkie. You say the word pizza and I'd be drooling all over the place. I never got into Buscemi's, though. It was good pizza, but the sauce was too sweet. It was the only thing. If the sauce wasn't back then, I don't know if it still is, but they didn't use so much sugar in the sauce, man. That pizza was pretty good there, okay.
Yeah, I like the Jets, but I grew up to Dino's Pizza. Dino's was a really good pizza. My brother knew the owner at Dino's. Sorry, they went out of business. And, then it was Buscemi's. I've always loved Buscemi's. They got really good pizza. And Detroit Italian Bakery on Gratiot. I knew the owners of DIB's. They owned Spaghetti Palace. Detroit, they were really good pizza.
Roger that. I remember when I was a kid down in Detroit there, Sixth and Gratiot area. There was a Dino's. And I remember we used to get that, and that was good stuff, man. I used to love that pizza, Dino's. Dino's had some good pizza. I don't know, about early 80s or something, me and a friend of mine, we used to hang out on the corner of Meringue and Kelly at this gas station, just sit there, jam the music real loud and party. And the owner of the gas station didn't mind, you know, he had somebody watching the place at least. But right down the street was a Buscemi's. And we were hungry one night, and I told him, I said, let's go to Buscemi's for a minute. I got an idea. And they were just getting ready to close, and I went in there, and I told them, I said, how much for all of it under the counter, you know, the leftover and whatever, because they just end up throwing it out anyway. I told them, I said, what do you take for all the excess pizza, surplus pizza? The guy said, give them $5, man. So that's what we ended up doing, and we used to do that often, man. We'd be partying and stuff, and I'd say, you know, let's go to Buscemi's before they close, man. And, hey, sell me all the surplus pizza for $5.
My buddy, Scott Randall, not Screaming Scott, not that Scott, we used to do that with Kroger. We'd go up to Kroger before they were closing down their counter and get all their leftover chicken. They're cheap. Those were the days.
God, I love that stuff, the chicken from like Kroger, IGA, the stuff that they made, you know, like they, you know, I know what you mean, like that little deli section, and they, oh man, I used to go crazy for them chicken fingers, man, I love them. Never tried that though with the food, grocery store, food store, whatever. Or else I'd have been doing that, man. I love that chicken. I'm a chicken nut.
We'd hit Kroger about a half hour before they closed their counter, and we would clean everything out and get it dirt cheap and have a really good meal, watch the game and everything. But you know what I really miss are the Kmart subs. Man, Kmart has some really good subs. You get like two of them in a packet. I miss that too.
Yeah, surprisingly, with the sub shops that were out there and everything, even then, Kmart had the top-notch subs. I don't know how they did it or what, but that was some of the best subs going around back then. I ate them before and I loved them. Well, yeah, that was the same with the Buscemi's. You know, everything under the counter, man. You know what I'm talking about. All your surplus, $5. Because, you know, so a lot of it, too, was just freshly made not too long ago. And then the rest was, like, day old or, you know, whatever the case. We used to have a box full of that pizza, and we did, you know, people would come and, you know, our friends would pull up and visit us and everything. Hey, man, come on, get in here, man. Get yourself a piece of pizza.
Yeah, I hear ya. Hey, I got to run inside to pick up my pizza. Hold on to this conversation. I'll be right back. This is WSGG7. Standing by.
Roger, I'm standing by.
WSIL 946, Dave. I know you're in there.
Still am. What's up?
Yeah, me and my buddies used to do the same thing at a, I can't remember the name of the pizza place, it was in Southfield, but they caught on, you know, once or twice, we ordered up a pizza, didn't pick it up, and eventually all we had to do is, like, give the guy a tube, and he'd unload his extras on us. It was great.
That was pretty slick. That sounds like a slick deal. back in my day in the CB days, that was even back when the Buscemi's thing was going, but back in my CB days, I used to screw around with the CB patrol, our CB patrol, because they were a joke, okay, la la la, excuse me, they were even on the news, the police are, you know, bitching and stuff, because even if there was just a dumpster fire, every car would be there and nobody can get in there, the fire department, la la la. Well, there was this one kid, Paul, called himself Paul, his handle was Paul. And he asked me one night, he said, what does it take, man, to, you know, to get your friendship, you know, or whatever the case, something like that. I told him, I said, because he worked at McDonald's, I said, I'll tell you what, I said, when you get off work from McDonald's, I said, you bring me the surplus. You got a deal. And that's what he was doing, man. Almost every night he'd stop by my house on the way home from work with like two big bags full of everything, Big Macs, fish sandwiches and stuff, man. That was pretty good for a while.
Oh, hell yeah. Let's get them going out. They don't happen anymore. I think they caught on to us a long time ago. They just, they destroy it, make it unedible, maybe. I think most places would.
Well, like I said, like I was telling the other guy, I didn't really care much for Bashimi's. A little too much sugar in the sauce, but that didn't mean I wouldn't eat it. But especially after you've been drinking practically all night, you know, and you got hungry, that stuff tasted good. You know, and like I said, you know, for $5, like a lot of the pizza would be just not freshly made, but, you know, made within the hour or so. And then you'd have the rest, you know, day old and what, or, you know, been out there during, and even that stuff tasted good. We used to have a big box full of these pizza in the van, and, you know, friends would come by to you know, say hello and stuff. We told them, come on, climb in, man, get yourself a piece of pizza.
Hell yeah. Until the morning, brother. Until the morning. It starts rolling, and all that nasty pizza just, yeah.
I had these two dogs. I don't know why my throat's like it is. I had these two dogs. I had a shepherd and a pit bull. And I'd be out of my friends drinking with them and stuff. And on the way home, I used to stop at White Castle. I used to be a White Castle junkie, too. And I ordered like 2-3 bags, man. I mean, you know, eyes were bigger than my stomach. And then on the way home, between White Castle's and my house, I'd eat a few of them. When I got home, that'd be it. You know, I didn't really feel like eating anymore. I ate enough of them. And I slept on the couch. And I'd wake up in the morning, you know, and I'd have the bags of White Castle's on the coffee table. And both them dogs would be sitting there staring at me. As soon as I opened my eyes up, they'd start wagging their tails. Because they knew, you know, I'd reach in the bag, grab one, pull out of the box. Here, man. Here you go. Here you go.
I'll tell you what I really love, there's not a lot of them around, them little greasy spoons like, the hell were they called? White? You know what I'm talking about. You get the little, you know, you get a bunch of cheeseburgers or whatever you want. Drive through at 2:30 in the morning. What the hell were the name of those places?
Tower. Roger that. Thanks. White Tower, man. Yeah, I remember them. Top Hat too. I used to remember Top Hat. Yeah, White Tower. I don't think I've ever had any of those. I'm not sure, man. You know. I drank a lot back then. I was pretty drunk, probably 24/7, so I wouldn't remember.
Braise is what I'm thinking of.
I had a friend who lived over in a trailer park over there by 9 and Ryan. And Braise was on, there was a Braise on the corner of 9 and DeQuinder, and I used to walk up there and grab me some. That was pretty, they're pretty good. They're still there, in fact.
I'm gonna have to check it out because they're closing up. All them little greasy spoons. You know, I just love those burgers in the middle of the night. They're just the best.
Yeah, I always loved them little burgers, man. I used to be a junkie on those. And what was cool was, well, I don't know if it was cool for you, but, or I mean, at least to me, the Top Hat hamburgers tasted different than the White Castle. It was a more milder tasting version of the White Castle. So I used to switch around. I used to get me some Top Hats, and then, you know, next time around, get me some White Castle. But the Top Hat was pretty good, too. I used to love their burgers, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, 772, you're still in there?
Yeah, there's a greasy spoon called Telly's. It's over on, I think it's John R. and 10 Mile. It's a white and red building, just like the old Top Hat restaurant. They got really good greasy burgers. It's always busy.
Well, hey, I got a question for you. What'd you get on that pizza?
The cheese and the pepperoni with the garlic butter and the Parmesan around the crust. Yummy.
Oh, hell yeah. What do you think, Dave?
I'd have no problem eating that, man. That sounds really good, even for a Buscemi's. I ain't had Buscemi's in a long time. I just, you know, when I said I thought this sauce was too sweet, you know, I'm talking years ago. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'd like it now, especially the way he's got his set up now. Buscemi's are you at, 772?
Butters. Wednesday, I think. How about this tub of, Toom, I think it's T-O-O-M, it's garlic bread, it's an Arabic thing, and it's just the best on everything, man.
Yeah, Roger. It's 772, what the Buscemi's are you at?
Buddy's stuffing a piece of that right in his face right now, can't stop.
Yeah, I get that too. Even today, you know, or not today, but these days, I'll be stuffing a big old bite of something in my mouth, and somebody will key up on the radio. Hey, you know, where you? How you feeling today, or something? You know, I gotta sit there and I don't want to keep the mic of my mouth full, so I have to try to work it back. Yeah, I can see that. All right, gentlemen, I'm gonna go ahead and get back to what I was doing here, looking at this 8-cylinder Briggs & Stratton video on YouTube. But, yeah, keep me posted, Ralph. Let me know. Just key up and let me know if we make a score. I don't care if the other team does. Just let me know there, all right?
It will do. Well, it's bottom of six right now. I'll give you a little update. Bottom of six. We got two men on, two out. Detroit. 3-2 over Kansas City, so something could happen here. I don't know who's coming up with that.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, it could turn for the worse. It can go either way. I'm just kind of curious there. So I appreciate it, man. I'll talk to you gentlemen in a minute. WSOZ 793, and I'm quiet.
WSAL 946. I'm quiet and monitoring, watching the ball game.
WSGG 772. I am enjoying my Buscemi's pizza, so I'll be listening, watching YouTube videos.
That's one thing I enjoy doing when I'm in here, if I'm eating in here. And the first thing I do is I bring up some YouTube videos and I just watch them while I eat. Hey, 772, what Buscemi's are you at?
They just opened up a new one a couple months ago at Auburn Road in DeQuinda. It's right next to Shelby Donut.
All right, Roger that. I was just curious, that's all. All right, my friend, go ahead, man. Enjoy your pizza. Scarf that stuff down. We'll talk to you in a minute. I'm quiet listening.
Okay, WSGG772, I'm on the mobile now, at home, enjoying the pizza, standing by.
WSIP284, this is WSJD841, do you copy?
This is WSIP284, I copy you 841.
Hey, 284, how have you been? I feel like you've been a couple days at least.
I'm doing well, thanks for asking. How about yourself? Just now noticed a couple deer run through the yard, and it looks like there's a storm about to happen.
Oh, nice. Some deer, some pretty good-looking opportunities. Yeah, I'm doing okay. I haven't been outside, I think, a couple days now, but I think it was raining here a little earlier, and it does seem to be kind of cloudy.
Copy that. Does it sound like I'm making it through to the theater okay right now?
Yeah, it sounds crystal clear. Maybe ever so slightly quiet, but clear otherwise.
Roger that. Just a lot of times with stormy weather, it seems I don't get out there as well. So how you feeling?
Oh, like I got hit by a truck and kicked in the gut a few times. But otherwise, I mean, I got it done, so that's cool.
That's great to hear, man, other than the recovery you're going to have, but it doesn't sound too bad, and it's good to hear you out here, for sure.
Yeah, I left my radio off last couple days, because I turned on briefly, but I was in and out of sleep, and it was startling me awake, so I just shut it off. But, yeah, this is, I think, the most I've been awake for a couple hours now. It's probably the most I've been awake in a single stretch for the last couple days. So I figure I'd fire it up and see what's going on. Get my voice out on the airwaves again.
Yeah, roger that, man. This is crazy. I'm out here in the front Radio Shack room, and I didn't even know it was stormy weather, and it is pouring. Like, the sky looks like a weird shade of brown, and I can see high lightning.
Oh, that doesn't sound too good. That's crazy. I mean, my perception of time is probably a little off at the moment, but I feel like it was like 4 or 5 hours ago, but I guess it was like 5, so it probably wasn't that long ago, but it was, it got real dark here and it rained a little bit, but maybe some slight thunder in the distance, but that was about all I got.
I just got my car washed because the weather said there was only a 22% chance of rain today.
That only means that there's a 78% chance that the weather guy is going to mess you up. But, my abs are sitting here a little bit, so I think I'm going to go back to just monitoring for a little bit. But it was good to make sure everyone's still out there. I'm still hitting the repeater fine, so it's all cool. Nice chatting with you, man. This is WSJD 841. I'll be monitoring for a little while.
Copy that. Good to hear from you as well. This is WSIT 284. I'll be clear monitoring.
WSFT 902. WSFT 902. 973, you still out there? 902 to 973. 9902, monitoring.
Hey Dave, I don't know if you're still out there, but Skywarn is activated.
Yeah, I just seen it pop up on the TV too.
Sky over here in Harrison Township just took a turn for the crazy, that's for sure, out of nowhere.
Yeah, I'm over here in Fraser, and temperature has dropped 12 degrees in less than 10 minutes.
Clinton Township's starting to get cloudy, coming in from the west.
Shelby Township, the sunlight is like giving off an orange.
No wonder why I thought it was dead out here. I forgot to turn my volume back up. 902.
Yeah,
good afternoon, Dave. Just woke up a little bit ago. Me and Frank both passed out. I passed out on the couch. I look over, he fell out in the chair. And for a minute, I'm out here smoking a cigarette and watching these clouds roll in. It looks like it's going to rain.
Oh, yeah. I just looked out my window. I can see it. I can see clouds rolling in. We supposed to get rain or something?
Well, I was on channel 2, and up in the corner of the TV the football game was on, but up in the corner it showed St. Clair and Macomb. Lightning thunderstorms or something, I don't know.
Yeah, them clouds coming through look a little low-hanging. Let me have a look here. Oh, yeah, we got some stuff here. Some reds, and I got a cornucopia of colors here coming over us there, okay.
Calling thunderstorms in Shelby Township.
Is it severe warned or just watch?
Sky warned is activated. Does that tell you anything?
That's why I asked, because it was warned I was going to turn on my sky warn.
Yeah, we're in condition yellow.
What does that mean?
They're just taking reports right now. They're not even letting you sign in.
Oh. So Sky One's not activated.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so they're not letting you sign in if you're just coming in to converse, the usual 2-meter kind of conversation. Is that what you mean?
Right.
Roger that. I didn't even know anything until somebody mentioned the clouds. I happened to look out my window. I could see some low-hanging scuds rolling over. I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. And then I brought up my weather thingy. And, yeah, Yeah, we got some reds and some yellows and some greens and got all them pretty colors.
I'm on the home base. Everybody's cutting in and out. It must be a heck of a storm coming.
Turn down the CB just for a sec. Yeah, I can hear lightning. I just wanted to turn it on here if I can hear lightning crashes. Yeah, one after the other. So it's something going on out there.
Yeah, WSGT 772.
I've got a nice lightning show over here.
I'm looking north towards Hall Road, and Hall Road looks like it's getting pounded. I can see the lightning coming down through the clouds there pretty good, eh?
Yeah, the stuff's coming kind of rolling southeast from the northwest, obviously, but yeah, it's like going east, man, but it's slightly, with a slight tilt down, you know, it's going more east than southeast, but it is moving a little to the southeast.
I'm north of Hall Road, Ryan, West Utica Road. It's nothing happening here, but it's like an orange sky.
I could dig a couple bang-bangs. Ain't heard none in a while. I just, you know, electricity going out and everything's another factor, but... Now what the hell, if it comes, it comes. Yeah, it looks like it's coming, man, and it doesn't look very bad. I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot of orange and reds in there, but it looks like most of it might go underneath us and hit Detroit. Greg?
Yeah, copy that. Honker down.
I got you in there, Break. Well, if my electricity goes out, I have my battery-powered shortwave radio here, one of them. And I got my trusty Baofeng, so I can stay in communication there. There's a break out there, man. Somebody want to give it up?
Yeah, WSAL 946. I was just listening to you guys talking about the weather. Dave is real close to me. And the sky is just amazing. I'm looking out my back window. It's orange and pink. It's really amazing, Dave. Damn.
I only lose weather. I only lose power when the weather is real nice.
You don't pay your bill.
Well, there's always a tree falling somewhere that a little piece of wind knocks down. I was going to say the same thing when they mentioned something about it. I looked out my window. Yeah, I had oranges and pinks, and I could see the low-lying scud clouds. I was like, oh, wow, man. I didn't notice this.
I'm still looking at it. It's pretty gorgeous. You gotta be able to see it, because I'm at Gratiot, sir. I'm at Gratiot, so, wow, it looks nice.
The transformer that powers my subdivision is on the corner of 18 and DeQuinda.
Is it down?
So I got power.
I didn't mean to interrupt you guys, but did a big storm come through there, did it?
And Shelby yet.
Copy that. WSAL 946. I'm listening.
WSGG 772, standing by.
WSOZ 7934, for moral purposes ID. Has anybody, whoever has the Skywarn on this, Skywarn, has there been any activity on Skywarn?
No, not yet.
Oh, yeah, somebody keyed up, but it was just a dead key. The repeater must have been IDing or something there. All right, gentlemen, well, I guess I'm going to sit here and monitor and see what kind of action we get going here. So WSOZ 793 and I'm listening.
WFFT 902, nothing like a storm to get everybody together, right? Righteous.
WSGG 772, Shelby Township, monitoring.
Hey, sing it.
Here we go. Severe thunderstorm warning for Northern Macomb. That's you boys up there.
I'm northeast, right on the edge of Rochester and Shelby Township.
Northwest. Sorry, it looks like it's not gonna last very long. It's just a short, narrow strip. After it passes through, there's nothing behind it at all. I mean, if it was the big times going on, me and 566 would probably be out here giving everybody blow by blow on what's happening. What's the score, Ralph?
Well, Shelby Township, I just got the edge of it. I see clear behind it.
That's about it. Once that clear comes in, that's the end of it. There's nothing behind that. It's all, the state's all clear, except for this line that's running over us right now. Hey, what's the score, Ralph?
Just finalized. Detroit 4, Kansas City 2. I don't know who caught that last ball right there. It might have been Green. He's the left fielder. Could have been the center fielder. I don't know, but we just took this game.
Yeah, that's rock and roll for you.
I thought 902 was going to sing us a song.
Yeah, not really. That ain't me.
Kumbaya, nothing?
Hell with him singing. You ought to hear his guitar solos.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, I ain't no singer. I'm a guitarist, bro.
I got you. It's hard to do both, I know.
What you in them rug fans, Ralph?
Local entertainment these days. Where? Good rock.
Getting into them rug cans again, Ralph?
Sounds like it.
No, ice water tonight. A little cranberry juice, that's it.
Cranberry juice mixed with what?
Just ice, buddy. Just ice this evening.
Yeah, right. I guess that's good for your plumbing system, so at least you're going that way.
Yeah, nurse's orders sometimes, you know, the way it is. So anyway, where the hell do you see some good, you know, some good rock cheap these days? Where?
On the FM dial, I suppose. I don't think there's any on the AM dial. I ain't listened to radio in a long time, FM radio or anything. If I want to hear some of my old tunes from my days and stuff, I just go YouTube.
Well, that's not exactly what I meant, but yeah, oh yeah. I tune into my library, I guess you call it.
A little while ago, I was listening to a couple tunes from Grand Funk, some old Grand Funk from 68, 69. A couple of their famous tunes, man, that I really dig, so. But other than that, I've been dozing off in the chair and waking up and watching videos, and I'm dozing off in the middle of them and stuff. Sorry, it ain't no big deal.
Well, dang it, man. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, you gotta do what, you know,
it makes you good. You know, I'm working on myself here too. It is what it is, I guess. All right, catch me in a minute. I'm gonna go back to what I was doing here. I'm gonna leave my sky worn on. No, WSSZ 793. I'm quiet listening.
Yeah,
that's all right,
Dave. Talk to you later. WSAL 946.
Roger that.
This is WSCB 841, monitoring at 841 p.m.
And just called it in, called it quits. It was a warning till 8:45, so after this, it should be nothing the rest of the night there. Yeah, come on, Scott. What's up?
Look at your phone.
Yeah, it looks like a phone to me. Why am I looking at my phone?
The message I sent you.
Oh, I don't give a crap, man. So what? Yeah, I'm just... I ain't interested in listening to that stuff right now.
All right, man. Have a good one. 202, we're out.
All right, you and the other half have a good evening. Talk to you later. WSFZ 793. In fact, I think I'm going to get up out of here for a few minutes and make me some chow before I go to bed. So, talk to everybody in a minute. WSFZ 793, I'm clear.
Good night, Dave. WSFZ 902.
Have a good one. WSAL 946.
Good night, Dave. WSGG 772 Shelby Township. This is Paul, by the way.
All right, Paul. I'm gonna have to write you down. I know you sound so familiar, and I don't have you on my log, and I don't know why. I should check through my notebook and see if I wrote you down and just never logged you up on the computer. But anyway, Paul, Frank, Ralph. You gentlemen all have a good night. Maybe talk to you tomorrow sometime around there. Sometime during the day or a night or whatever the case. Anyway, WSFZ 793. And I'm clear. Good night, gentlemen.
You are SK, good night.
Yeah, good night too, my friend. Have yourself a good night. And I'm clear.
Zinc instead of a pencil, Dave. Good night.
Roger, Roger, 7-3.
WSCI 847. WIUG 38, copy. WSCI 847, station 847, WIUG 48, copy. WSCI 847, WSCI 847, WIUG 48, copy. That's station 359. WIUG38, copy.
WRFX 966.